أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه من سن بسنة يوم الدين، أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we continue from where we left off yesterday in the tafsir of the Quran, today the Qari recited the finishing Surah Hud and started with Surah Yusuf. And he went through halfway through Surah Yusuf. We already did the explanation of Surah Hud yesterday, if you remember, mentioning about all the other prophets of Allah and how their incidences apply to us even today. And today we'll just focus on Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf itself is pretty much big, almost close to 100 verses. And this whole surah is a Makki surah. And as we know from the Asbab al-Nuzul, the reasons of revelation of the surah, it was revealed in Mecca at the time when the Prophet ﷺ was facing the torture and atrocities from his own brethren, the Quraishis. The Ahl al-Quraysh, who were his cousins and uncles and, you know, his close ones, they were the first in the line to oppose him and torture him and force him. And so this was a big torment psychologically also. It was a trauma. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this whole surah to strengthen his heart, strengthen his iman, and show him that, look, before you on the face of this earth, there came your brother, Yusuf ibn Yaqub alayhi salam. Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, was also a prophet of Allah, and the son of Ishaq and the son of Ibrahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving nourishment, spiritual nourishment, to his beloved Prophet ﷺ through this surah, showing how that Prophet Yusuf went through also his own brothers' jealousy, hatred, and animosity, and the tortures that they tried to do. The whole story over there is showing that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of someone who is working for his deen, then everything is in cruise control. And the difficulties and the adversities and the prosperities that come, they come at times to uplift spirit and at the same time to raise their darajat. Because of bandh kar de, bahut kam hai. Woh shuru ki garmi ki nafas. Baithte hi hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off with this surah, giving all of us a commandment to learn Arabic language. And I can't help but stress and emphasize how important it is to learn Arabic language, as Allah SWT says in this book, surah, Alif Lam Ra, Tilka Ayatul Kitab al-Mubin. These are the verses of a book that is very clear and open, and very evident, very easy to understand, provided if somebody wants to understand. Inna anzalna Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. We have indeed certainly revealed this Qur'an in Arabic language, so that you may understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَأْقِلُونَ, that we have revealed this Qur'an in Arabic language that you may comprehend and understand and ponder and reflect on the ayats. Surah Yusuf is starting right from the beginning over here, emphasizing the importance and value of learning why Allah revealed this Qur'an in Arabic. Because Allah is the master of this universe. Allah is the one who created all these languages. As we know in Surah Rum, Allah's mother tells us that from amongst his signs is the ikhtilafu al-sinatikum. The differences of your languages, of your tongues, is from the sign of Allah's mother. As if implying what? That all these languages belong to Allah's mother. But Allah chose that his final message, the message of Qur'an, should be in Arabic for a purpose, for a reason. And the reason is being given over here, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, that you may use your intellect, your brain. Because the richness of this language, which even the linguists in this world today, in 2004, linguists of any language say that Arabic language baffles them. It's beyond their comprehension of the delicacies of this language. And when a person knows that, they have the lazza, the shawq, the sweetness, the halawa of understanding the ayats. And that is what Allah SWT is saying. Then in the next verse, right in the beginning, Surah Yusuf, Allah SWT is saying, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. That beloved Prophet ﷺ, we reveal to you the best of true stories, قَصَصِ, Because there's a difference here in grammatically in Arabic language, that's the beauty of learning Arabic language. When you have qisas, qisas means fictitious story, you know, made up stories. And qasas means true life events, true stories, things that actually took place on the face of this earth, and what ibrah, what lesson we learned from them. And Allah SWT says, أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, we revealed them, we inspired them to you, revelation, has the Qur'an, وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And certainly you, O beloved Prophet, from before you were ghafil, you did not know. A testimony against the Quraysh who used to say, oh, it's Muhammad that's writing the Qur'an. It's not, there's no God behind it, there's no Allah, it's him himself. Allah SWT is revealing this ayah, again like I said, that this is a Makki surah, revealed at the time of in Mecca when the Quraysh were really beating it up towards the Muslimin and towards the Prophet ﷺ and showing the oppression and dhulm. So Allah SWT is saying that, you know, why are you persecuting my beloved Prophet ﷺ over here? Because he doesn't know anything except what Allah tells him. And he has no knowledge of the past nor the future except what Allah tells him. So Allah SWT is telling him here about a Prophet of Allah that came from before. And that's why Allah SWT is informing you here right in the beginning. And then the Surah Yusuf starts off, there's a beautiful melody, which we call in Quran, in Arabic language, As-Saj. There's a beautiful melody in the Surah. If you really know the Arabic language, those who are Arabs, you know, they move with the surfacing of the wave, of the tune that goes with it. And that's why Allah SWT started right in the beginning of Surah Yusuf saying that, look, we have revealed this Quran in Arabic, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, that if you, I mean, it's like a swimming in an ocean. As the wave is going, you're traveling with it. And that's the beauty. And we'll try our best to reveal, to explain the incidences that happened with Yusuf as-Salam, to show you the tune that Allah SWT is laying over here in Surah Yusuf. Yeah, right at the outset, in the beginning, the first thing Allah SWT tells us, our beloved Prophet ﷺ, and then to us, is قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ أَشْرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُمْ لِسَاجِدِينَ. Oh, my beloved father, Yaqub alayhi salam, I saw in my dream, okay, he had a dream, that I saw the sun and the moon and 11 planets, kawkab planets. And these 11 planets and the sun and the moon are doing what? They're making sijda. Sajideen. Look what a prophet of Allah and a father of a prophet replies back. قَالَ يَا بُنِيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Now here's a son telling his father, oh dad, oh father, oh beloved father, I saw this dream. Immediately response comes, don't tell it to your brothers. Don't inform this dream. The Mufassirin scholars of Tafsir give us a hint over here in terms of explanation of Tafsir. Look, sometimes some people are beyond comprehension of something. Like we were talking about it yesterday, wavelength. And here a father, a prophet, is telling his son, who is a prophet also, that don't tell this secret confidential information, which only me and you can understand, because we are on the same wavelength. Kind of like what I was saying yesterday about Umar radiallahu anhu and his commander-in-chief at the battle over there, Sariya. The communication is the key. And sometimes people don't have the capacity and capability to understand, analyze, and digest information unless it's broken down and watered down for them. And that is what the father and the prophet is saying. Why? Because he knows that the brothers will begin to plot and plan and show jealousy and animosity and hatred. Why? Because he says, فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا. Don't tell this to your brothers, because then they'll begin to plot against you, or my son Yusuf. And they might begin to have hatred and show more hatred towards you. So be careful. Why? Because in my shaitana lil-insana adu mubin, verily, indeed, certainly shaitan is a clear, avowed enemy for the human being. Meaning the shaitan can come in between the brothers and separate their unity and divide them and move them apart. And then Allah's mother tells us the same thing that I said yesterday about being chosen. Mujtaba, ishtaba. That same word or verb is being used in a different form over here. وَكَذَلِكَ يَسْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَعْوِيدِ الْأَحَدِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نَعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَبَوَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Yaqub al-Islam is telling his son and Prophet Yusuf al-Islam that Allah SWT has chosen you, O my son. كَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ. Your Rabb, your Lord, the Creator has chosen you. Okay, and He will then, once He has chosen you, what's the next step? وَيُعَلِّمُكَ. He will inform you, He will increase your knowledge, He will tell you and educate you. From what? مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ, about the interpretation of dreams. Okay, this was one of the miracles that Yusuf al-Islam was given. Dream interpretation. Anybody could come to him with a dream and he would right there and then tell them, your dream means this, this, this. Every prophet was given something unique in nature, in miracle. Yusuf al-Islam had this unique thing of dream interpretation. And that's what his father is telling him, وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَةُ عَلَيْكَ, and Allah will fulfill and complete His ni'mah, blessing upon you and upon the family of Yaqub, وَعَلَىٰ آلِ يَاقُوبِ كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا, just like He did the favor, honor, the favor and blessing upon your grandfather, Ishaq alayhi salam, and your great-grandfather, Yusuf, meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ, certainly your Rabb is very most knowledgeable, most wise. لَذَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ إِخْوَانْتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Allah SWT is saying here that certainly there is a big ibra, a big lesson, wisdom, hikmat in the story of Yusuf al-Islam for those who ask of this. This ayah, as we know from the Asbab al-Nuzul, was revealed in the sense to inform that, you know, the Jews living in Medina at that time, they conspired with the Quraysh, the opposition Quraysh of the pagans and Arabs, and they said, you know, the prophet that you guys have down there in Mecca, if he really thinks that he's a prophet of Allah, of God, then ask him about the story of our prophet, because they're trickery and trash. Ask him about the story of our prophet Joseph, and see if he really is a prophet, because if he can tell you everything as we know, then we can say that yes, he's a prophet of Allah, because prophets and prophets are brothers. So look at the treachery and the trickery that the Jews used to have at that time in Medina, and they conspired with the Quraysh living in Mecca at that time, and then they came down, these Qurayshi people, the caravan came down back, and they came to the Prophet ﷺ, tell us about Prophet Yusuf. And the Prophet ﷺ first looked at them like, how are they talking about Prophet Yusuf? And here Allah's mother is informing them, look, it's not the Qurayshi people who are asking, it's those who are behind them. So Allah SWT is then saying that really the one who are asking question, the Sa'ilin, Allah SWT is not addressing the Quraysh, but he's saying, Pasir Parda ke log pooch rahe hain, unke liye waqi isme ibrat hai, agar wo waqi ibrat lena chahe, to. Lekin agar ibrat na lena chahe, aur dunia ko gol apne ungli mein ghumana chahe, to phir Allah Ta'ala bhi unse bahut hi waqif hai, wo kya kare. Then Allah SWT tells us about the plot that began. إِذْ قَالُوا يُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّ أَبَانَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah's mother says here to the Prophet ﷺ, saying that his brothers, the brothers of Yusuf al-Islam, they began saying, oh, wait a second, our brother Yusuf, they were Usba, a group. Those 11 brothers were together, and Yusuf and Binyamin were these two separate from another wife, separate. So the animosity and jealousy began. They said, upon each other, or among to each other, they said, our brother Yusuf is more beloved to our father. Why don't we plot and prepare and do something and get rid of him? So then we will be close to our father. So in this lesson, Allah is teaching every father and mother, regardless of being a Muslim or not, Allah is giving the lesson to every father and mother, do not. I repeat again, do not praise or be more attached to one of your sons or daughters than the other siblings. Because sibling rivalry starts from the side of parents. When parents say, ji, ye mera pyara beta, ye mera chahita beta, ye wo hai. Then what are the other betas gonna think about? Oh, ye meri badi pyari beti, ye meri badi muqarrab beti hai. Aur baaki betiyan ya baaki bhai jo hai wo kya? Wo nahi hai. Allah SWT is teaching us a lesson that look, when you're doing parenting, when you're doing the nurturing and grooming, jab bachon ki nasho nama ki parvarish ho rahi hai, to barabar ka hisab rakhe, adal aur insaaf ke saath. Kisi ek ko aap tarjeeh denge to kisi aur ke dil mein kuch na kuch to uthega. Ye insaan ki fitri nature. Aur this was the thing that Allah was teaching, that Yaqub al-Islam was more ma'il, inclined to his Yusuf, his son. And after this dream that he saw, he told his father, he became more inclined. So now the other brothers, having the hasad and jalan and jealousy, they say, what is this? You know, my father is more close to this guy, let's get rid of this guy, and then he will be with us. This is, yahan se dunya shuru hoti hai, fasad. And Allah is teaching me and you and everybody, every parent, a lesson. That all parents, all walidain, please be careful and distribute your love equally, abundantly upon all children. Otherwise, you are apne pair to khiladi maane wali baat. Ye koi bachcha jo hai wo ghar se bhag jata hai, dur rehta hai. Ji mere maa baap se mohabbat nahi karta. Because shaitan wants what? Shaitan tafarqa paida karna chahta. That's the goal of shaitan. And the first thing that shaitan puts in the mind of children, oh ji, main mujhe to ammi abbu chahte hi nahi. Mujhse to nafrat karte. Mujhse to mohabbat hi nahi karte. Jo ki jo sare bhag dono se karte, main to ye hu wo hu. And the person begins depressed, grieved, and you know, in a sort of situation where aap jaan boojh ke apne hi aulaad ko apse dur kar rahe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an ibrah through a prophet of Allah and through a father and son combination of ek to wahan pe ibrat aayi aur dusri jagah jo Quran mein ibrat aayi wahan pe bhi ek baap beta ka rishta hai, Ibrahim alayhis salam, Ismail alayhis salam, and here Yaqub alayhis salam and Yusuf alayhis salam. Two messages being given here, but that surah will come in Saffat, we'll talk about it later. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that look, this is what they plotted. Qala qa'ilun minhum, one of the brothers of the 11, they said that together collectively they said, "Iqtulu Yusuf aw itrahu ardan yakhlu lakum wajhu abikum wa takunu min ba'di qawmin salihin." Let's get together and let's kidnap him and let's kill him somewhere, and then end of discussion, end of story. One of them, who had some, I guess, some brains, he said, "Iqtulu Yusuf aw itrahu ardan yakhlu qala qa'ilun minhum la taqtulu Yusuf." One of them, of the brother, said, "Don't kill Yusuf." Why? وَأَلْقُوا فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ. Go and send her and throw her away, very far away in some jungle. دور دراز علاقے میں اس کو پھینک کے آجو. کوئی نہ کوئی اس کو لومڑی کھا جائے یا کوئی شیر, کوئی نہ کوئی جانور کھا لے, یہ خود ہی گم ہو جائے تو ہمارا جان چھوڑ جائے, قتل نہ کرو. And they say, don't get your hands red. But at least, if you want to get rid of him. And he had some degree of rahmah. Allah's mother is saying that even when people plot and plan with hatred and animosity, there are some amongst them which has some. And don't lose hope when it comes to criminal justice, when it comes to criminality, and you are on the side of Tawheed. Don't totally write off people. Because even those who are criminals, who think negative and evil, they have some spur of hope. This is the message in this ayah. What the gehrai wali baat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hame samjha rahe hain. Ki look, when you come to justice, when you come to adl, when you come to prosecute criminals, don't write them off. کیجیے یہ تو ہے ہی سدا کا بیکار, سدا کا بدماش آدمی, اس کے ساتھ تو سخت سے سخت کرنی چاہیے, اس کو تو بالکل ختم کر دینا چاہیے. نو, give them some rope, انہیں کو رسی دو, انہیں کوئی کھینچ کے لاؤ, شاید ان کے اندر جو ذرا سے امید کی کرن ایک باقی, شاید اس کے ذریعے بندہ بدل جائے اور یہ صحیح ہو. اینڈ دس واز دا فلاسفی آف توحید, دس واز دا سائیکالوجی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہی ود ڈیل ود پیپل ہو آر سنفل اینڈ ایول ٹو برنگ دیم کلوز ٹو اسلام, ناٹ ٹو ان کو بالکل ہی جو ہے بھگا دینا اور ڈرا دینا. And then he says, فِي غَيَابَةَ الْجُبِ يَلْتَقِتُ بَعْدُ السَّيَّارَ إِن كُنْتُ فَاعِلِينَ. Let him be thrown away in the desert. Maybe someone will take away and will get rid of the brother. Don't kill him. Don't be bad. And then here, the next ayah of Allah says, قَالِي عَبَيْهَ مَا لَكَ لَا تَعْمَلْنَا. They come to the Prophet Yaqub al-Islam, the whole 11 brothers, say, why don't you send Yusuf al-Islam with us to see? Yaqub al-Islam used to love him so much, he was a very overprotective father for Yusuf, for his younger son. And these other older sons who were grouped together, Usbah, they said, why don't you let him play with us? And he showed his, apprehension about it, you know, that not really fear, but apprehension that maybe something would happen. You know, being overprotective is also not good. Parenting skills are fully embedded in this surah. I mean, I can't speak enough about how many parenting skills Allah has embedded in this surah. It will take maybe till Fajr time, but we won't go till Fajr. We'll try to concise and just pick out the main parenting skills Allah is telling. The details maybe some other day after Shawwal we'll do it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that look, when they come to the father, why don't you let him play with us? Why don't you let him loose? You know, why are you so protected? He said, no, you don't take care of them. Tum log jo hai wo na ahlo, tum log jo hai sharis ki khayal na rakho, tum log jo hai wo na parwahi karte ho. You know, these kind of things. He said, no, give a chance. Ek dafa mauka de. So after having so much apprehension, he finally said, okay, you can take with them, but look, iska khayal rakhna, be very careful. Take care of them, guard him, protect him, because something happened. Chota bhai hai tumhara, young guy, he's young. They said, yeah, yeah, we'll take care of it. They took him. They said, we're going to play with him. They took him. And the father has already shown the apprehension. He says, قَالَ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَنْ تَذْهَبُ بِهِ وَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَأْكُلَهَا الذِّئْبُ وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ. This ayah is very important, because Yaqub alayhi salam says that the reason I don't want you to play with him and take him away in the park or somewhere outside in the desert is because maybe you take him over there and maybe some wolf, dhib means a wolf, maybe some wolf will come and eat him. Aur yahan pe Allah taala ek ibra sikha raha hai ki jo log jhoote hote hain, makkar hote hain, wo aapke hi aapke fear se, aapke khauf se khelte hain. He claimed it on his own tongue. He said, the reason I don't want you to let them go, keep this eye in mind, because two ayahs later when I tell the other eye, you'll see the connection. Sorry, I'm doing connection, then you'll get. He's saying himself, the father, Yaqub Islam, the reason I don't want my son Yusuf to go with you is maybe you will be there playing and then zara se laparwahi hogi aur woh wolf aake jo hai na kha lega. So they said in response to that, قَالُوا لَئِنْ أَكَلَوْا ذِبُوا لَحْمَ أُصْبَى إِنَّا إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. اگر ایسا واقعی ہو گیا اے ہمارے ابا جی والد حضور کہ ہم کھیل رہے ہیں واقعی وہ ولف کھا لے اسے, تو پھر ہم واقعی میں خسران ہیں, ہم خاسر ہیں, کہ ہم اپنے سگے بھائی کو اپنے یعنی وہ اس کو دکھانا چاہ رہے کہ وہ بہت ہی سگا ہے, بہت ہی قریب ہم سے, آپ کیوں سمجھ رہے کہ وہ کھا لے. یعنی دے ٹرائی ٹو میک دا اسٹریس فیکٹر دیٹ لک بی, آپ بالکل اطمینان بخش رہے ہیں, کچھ نہیں ہوگا اس کو, ہم اس کو ہم اپنے بھائی کو اس طرح چھوڑ دیں گے کھا لیں گے. یعنی ان کی ہیلے دیکھ, اللہ تعالیٰ از ٹیچنگ اس دیٹ لک ہاؤ پیپل, جو لوگ کے دل صاف نہیں ہوتے ان کے ہیلے, ٹرکس اینڈ ٹریچری, ان کے عزائم دیکھ, ان کے منصوبے دیکھ. اینڈ دین اللہ تعالیٰ سیز They took him all the way to the desert and they started playing and they left him alone. They left him alone over there in the desert to play. وَجَاءُ أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. مگرمچھ کے آنکھ, یہ ہمیشہ ہم سنتے ہیں alligators tears. That's what people do, those who are in criminality. The first thing they want to make the other party realize that, look, we are very serious. Look, our tears are coming. ارے یہ کوئی اصلی آنسو دھونی ہے, یہ تو نکلی ہے جو کہ ریزروار میں پیچھے چھپا ہو. اینڈ دیٹس واٹ دے کم, دے سے وجاءوا اباهم عشاء یبکون, دے کیم ٹو دیئر فادر, بلیو فادر, رونا شروع. وہ جو ایک اصلی رونا نہیں, لیکن ہنسنے والا رونا, جو ایک ٹائپ کہ ابا جی ہم سے جو ہم غارت ہو گئے, ہم لاچار ہو گئے, ہم بے بس ہو گئے, ابا جی ہم سے کیا ہو گیا. اور جو ان کا خوف تھا ابا حضور کا, یعنی یعقوب علیہ السلام کے, بھائی اسی خوف کی تو انہوں نے کیپٹلائز کر, کیپٹلزم کیا ہے کہ آپ کے خوفوں کے اوپر جو ہے ایکسپلوئٹ کرنا, اس سے فائدہ اٹھانا, اے پرنسپل آف کیپٹلزم وچ یو نو, بیکاز ان دس ورلڈ دیر آر مینی کنٹریز دیٹ پریکٹس کیپٹلزم. اینڈ واٹ ڈو دے کیپٹلائز آن؟ دے کیپٹلائز آن اور فیئرز, اور ویکنیسز, اور لیک آف ریسورسز. اینڈ دیٹ از واٹ سی, اے ویری ڈیپ پرنسپل از بینگ ٹاٹ ان دا اسٹوری آف یوسف اینڈ ہز برادرز. They said, look, the father already showed his apprehension. Apprehension means what? He's thinking that this might happen. What does it mean? Might. So then they capitalize on the apprehension, thinking that, look, he's already said it from his tongue. Let's capitalize on it. Let's say, okay, yeah, he ate it. The wolf came and ate it. And they began crying. And then they put the plots of red ink on the false blood on the shirt. They took the shirt of Yusuf Islam, threw him without the shirt, they threw him in the well. And they bought the shirt with the dam and kazib, as Allah says, with the false blood, and they start crying. Magalmach ki azu, abba ji, aur ye, aur pairon pe gir gaya, gir gaya na. And look, apne zaban se aitraaf karna ki hum jo hain, wo jhoote hain, kazzab, liars. Did you ever think a liar will claim, profess and confess from their tongue that they are liars? Allah's mother is saying here, look, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُ وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ. Oh, our beloved father, we went and we played with Yusuf and we left him alone on a place and and the mata'ina, we left him where our bags and our properties, things were there, and we went away to play and he was there, and فَأَكَلَ الذِّئْبُ, when we came back, the wolf had already eaten him up. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. یہ ہے وہ پتے والی آیت پر, یہیں سے لڑی جو ہوتی ہے جو پچھلی والی آیت تھی, دو تین آیت پر. They say to him, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا, oh, our beloved father, oh, Prophet Yaqub Islam, you will never trust us. آپ کبھی ہم پہ ایمان نہیں رکھیں گے جو ہم بول رہے ہیں سچ ہے. وَلَا كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ, چاہے ہم سچے بھی ہوتے تب بھی آپ ہم پہ یقین نہیں کرتے. یعنی غرض کہنا کیا, ہم تو نہیں جھوٹے, کیونکہ وہ کہہ رہے کہ اگر ہم سچے بھی ہوتے تب بھی آپ یقین نہیں کرتے, یعنی آپ تو ہے ہی جھوٹے. یہ جھوٹی قسمیں کھانے والوں کے لیے اس دنیا میں عبرت ہے کہ جان لو جو لوگ اللہ کے منہ سے دیکھتے ہیں وہ تمہارے جھوٹ کو ایسے پکڑ سکتے ہیں, تمہیں اپنے زمان سے اعتراف کرنے کی ضرورت نہیں. اور یعقوب علیہ السلام تو تھے بھی ایک نبی, سو وجاؤ والا قمیص ہی اور ان کی قمیص لے کے بدن ان کہتے قال بل سوت لکم انفسکم امرا فصبر جمیل واللہ مستعان علی ما تصفون. یعقوب علیہ السلام ایک باپ ہونے کے ناطے انہوں نے نہ کوئی اپنا غصہ نہ ہوگی وہ گرج یا برس کے کوئی ایسی نہیں, انہوں نے کہا بھائی اللہ مستعان, اللہ پاک پروردگار جو ہے وہ رکھنے والا ہے, وہ بچانے والا ہے, وہ خیال رکھے گا. انہوں نے کہا کہ فصبر جمیل, صبر کرو, صبر, مائی پیشنس از دا مین تھنگ, یعنی وٹ ایور دیر از سم ویکنس اور سم تھنگ کمز اٹس پیشنس آلویز صبر دیٹ الیویٹس پیپل دیٹ برنگز دم اپ. And then Allah SWT tells them regarding وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَسْلُوا وَارِدٌ فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَةٌ قَالَ بُشْرَ هَذَا غُلَامٌ وَسَرُّوهُ بِضَاعَةٍ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. اب یہاں سے یوسف علیہ السلام کی کہانی شروع ہوتی ہے اور پے در پے ہر قدم پہ ہر موڑ پہ عبرت ناک چیزیں ہمارے آپ کے لیے, خصوصاً آج 2004. Every step of the story that starts from now the journey has just begun. The plot was there, the criminals were there, and the hero was there, and that what happened, and now the plot starts. And at every stage and step of this story of Yusuf Islam, there is eye-opening witness and wisdom lessons for us, especially living here in 2004 in a place where we are always surrounded with fitna and fasad and things like that. How I as a mu'min in this time and age can learn my individual life experiences in related to Yusuf Islam, and so that I can get inspiration, I can get strength in my heart, and I can pacify myself that look, he went through a lot, I'm just going through very, very minimal compared to him. So let me be patient and perseverance in that. First thing Allah SWT gives us a lesson, that as long as you are putting your full trust in Allah SWT, tawakkal Allah, Allah will never waste you. This is the bottom line principle, the bedrock of Iman, Aqeedah. As long as you have full trust in Allah SWT, whatever the life calamities and atrocities and difficulties and accidents and diseases and sicknesses come, remember one thing always and always, Allah will never waste the Muhsineen. Allah will never waste the good doers. If you always have a positive approach and optimism in your deen, in your life, in your practical life, in your career life, in your family life, in your domestic life, in your financial life, you always have a practical approach and a positive optimism approach with your Rabb, with your Creator, with your Malik, then Allah will never waste you. Yes, problems will come. Sometimes they'll look very, very grave problems, very deep, a lot of brevity in it. But remember one thing, Allah doesn't waste His good doers. Muhsineen, Ihsan is the thing that always saves us even in difficult times. So the way Allah SWT says that when they threw him in the well, and then a sayyara came, meaning a travel caravan came. The caravan was out of water. So they wanted water. They said, oh, there's a well over there. They sent two people, go get the water. So two people came, you know, happily with their bucket and stuff, we're going to get water. They put the bucket down in the well and they start pulling. It's a pretty heavy water. بڑا بھاری پانی ہے, سونا سے لدا ہوا. When they got it out, what is this? چکرا کے چونک کے, they were shocked. Wait a second, is this water? This is human flesh? What? And said, هذا غلام بشرا. And Allah SWT said that they were, ان کی خوشی کا عالم دیکھے کہ دل جو ہے خوشی سے پھول پڑا. بشرا, ارے, this is good. اور یہاں پہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ اپنے بندے کو, اپنے ایک نبی کو بچا رہا ہے کس طریقے سے. جیسے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ جو سورہ انفال میں آیت گزری تھی, میں نے پہلے بھی بیان کیا تھا, when Allah SWT says وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plot and they plan, and Allah plots and plan. Allah's plan is the master plan that takes over the plan. They plan, the brothers plan, let's get rid of him. And they thought, that's it, we came to the father, showed him the false shirt, and we are done with it, end of discussion, now it's happy life with our father and us. And they totally forgot about what's going to happen to Yusuf. Now the change, there's a twist over here now. Allah SWT is telling about, look, they planned something, now Allah plans. But how to save His Prophet? How to save? Yani Allah ka bandi, this is kal main keh raha tha na, ke Ibrahim Islam ke bare mein Allah SWT said, he's halimun awwah munib. If we become Allah's slaves, true slaves, where we dissolve ourselves in the tawheed of Allah SWT, then Allah saves us from the most difficult situation. Even if somebody's behind bars, Allah will save them with His blessing and everything. And that's what we see here. That People came. Who is the Musabbib al-Asbab? Allah. Who is creating the means of saving his Prophet? Allah. How? Sending a caravan. The caravan out of water. You might say in today's term, it's coincidence. No, it's not coincidence. This was according to the Mashi'atillah, according to the master plan of the Creator, the Master, who is always governing everything. So he produced a need in something, they went there, and then when they got the water, they could have said, let's find back, I don't want something like this, I want water. But look, Allah gave them in their mind, in their aql, the feeling, bushra. Whoa, ghulam, that means money. They were looking at dollars, you know, ching, 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 lottery like this. They were thinking of water, they said, water if we get, we'll just drink and we'll pacify ourselves. But this is much important than water, we can get dinar, dirham. As Allah Subhanahu says, the first thing that जब उन्होंने उस बंदे को देखा, जब उन्होंने नबी अस्सलाम यूसुफ अस्सलाम को देखा, उनके दिमाग में पानी तो दूर दूर तक नहीं था, भूल गए, पैसे नजर आ रहे थे। जैसे कभी कभी हमें भी जो है ईमान की कमजोरी से पैसे नजर आ रहे होते हैं बाहर रोडों पे। And that is what Allah Subhanahu says. Look, who is the musabbib al-asbab, creator of all means? Who is the muqallib al-qulub, turner of the hearts of human beings? Allah. He turned the hearts of those people to forget water and think of money. They said, let's grab him and hide him. Because if we take him back, evidently, to dusre humse chori karne. Ab yahan pe ladai ke woh shuru hua. Who's going to get the money? So they hide him. So, zahiri picture, the outward picture, you might say, oh, it's a coincidence, it's just coincidence, luck, good luck, this, that. But this is a deep thing. Only the muwahideen, only those who love Allah, who love Tawheed, they can analyze this. Only they can deduce the inferences. But for an average person, he saw it's luck. And then the other thing Allah SWT is teaching here, that from a bad thing, something good can happen. On the outside, people say, oh, poor. Poor person, look, now he's captured. Yes, he was captured. But in the captivity of Yusuf Islam was a big ibrah, lesson for the muwahideen, that sometimes Allah may bring upon you something that looks negative to you from the outside, but in it is a lot of khayr. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Yeah, it goes up to you. This ayah came in Surah Nisa, if you remember, when Allah says, perhaps you hate something, you dislike something. Who likes captivity? Who likes to be taken as kidnapped or prison? Nobody likes that. But Allah is saying, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. Perhaps you hate something, dislike something. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And Allah will bring in that thing that you dislike and hate, a lot of khayr. And look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors of freedom and liberation for Yusuf al-Salam from the captivity of this caravan. These two people who went there outwardly just to get water, they got a ghulam, they got a young boy, they said, let's capture him, let's take him, and we will sell him off. And then they go to the caravan, they go to Misr, the caravan was going to Misr, okay, and then when they went to the Misr, they sold them for dirham baqs, very few. I mean, they were not like, they are not like very intelligent businessmen, hey, let's capitalize on this. They don't know who this is. They don't know that he's a prophet of Allah. They don't know the value. And Allah's mother is teaching another lesson. Sometimes people who come and do things, they don't realize the true treasures, values of others. And here, they didn't know. They say, oh, young people, just a regular boy. Sell him for a few dirhams. It's like selling someone for $5. And if you really know who they are, you sell them for $5 million. Hey, this is a prophet. Hey, come buy it. $5 million. But they didn't know that. And Allah said, وَكَانُوا فِيهِمْ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. And there was someone in them from the Zahideen. Zuhud. Zuhud meaning what? Who doesn't love money that much. Oh, ye jitna dena deno, chalo theek hai, dafa karo, bas ye leo. Hume paisa se matlab. Hume isse matlab nahi, kya cheez hai, kya nahi. But Allah saved him. And look at the tale. Yani pair dar pair, isme kitni khubsurti hai. Kitni isme तरावत है, मिठास है इस कहानी में, स्टोरी में, कि पैर दर कोई अल्लाह सुब्हानहु व तआला टीचिंग लेसन. नाउ दैट अल्लाह सेव्ड हिम फ्रॉम देयर, ही ब्रॉट हिम टू मिस्र. द रब ऑफ यूसुफ अल इस्लाम, हु टुक केयर ऑफ हिम फ्रॉम द बॉटम ऑफ द वेल, मेड हिम द किंग ऑफ मिस्र. एंड दिस इज द होल मोरल ऑफ द स्टोरी. द रीजन आई गिव यू दिस अहेड ऑफ टाइम प्रोजेक्शन, बिकॉज सो दैट वी नो इन ट्रैक व्हाट्स हैपनिंग, वेयर इज द बिगिनिंग, origination, and what's the destination? Destination is, he sits on the throne of the Aziz, the governor of Misr, when the Misr passes away. And then he becomes the king, the Aziz. And then he rules over Egypt. And then towards the end we see that the brothers and the father, they come and then they make sujood. If you remember, I said this in the beginning, Surah Baqarah, that the sujood, the prostration for Yusuf al-Salam was for ta'zim and ihtiram. And it was the culmination, fulfillment of the dream of Yusuf al-Salam that he saw. I saw the sun and the moon and the 11 planets making sujood, and those 11 brothers were making sujood to Yusuf al-Salam. And his father, Yaqub al-Salam, the Prophet of Allah, also making sujood, but not ubudiyah, not for worship, but fulfillment of that dream. And that is what Allah is saying. Look, the end is so beautiful, so good, so great. But what are the life difficulties that he went through? He went to Misr, they sold him, the Aziz brought him in and brought him to the house, and he showed to his wife, the first lady, you want to say, of that time of Misr. He said, look, I bought a ghulam, I bought a young boy. Take care of him. Take nice care. Be kind and gentle to him. Give him nice food and nice clothes so that he stays with us, because we might want to need him to help support us in our sultanate, in our kingdomship. We can use him for work. He's a young boy, you know, energetic, energy things. So he said, the same kind of resemblance when Fir'aun and Asiya saved Musa Islam from the Tabut. There are only two prophets in the whole Quran that Allah mentioned how someone who is an enemy saved their prophets. One was Fir'aun, who was the enemy of Allah and enemy of Musa, and he saved his. And the same thing on here, that a Misr, the governor of Misr, the Aziz, he bought this boy who's a prophet, Yusuf, and he brought him here, and he said, look, take care of this person. And as the story goes on, very beautiful, that she takes care of him and feeds him, and as he's growing up, she then began, Allah was teaching him moral lesson here of modesty and chastity, about look how a young male, a young boy guards his chastity and modesty and his taqwa and piety. That she began to attack him. وَرَاوَتْهُ وَالَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا النَّفْسِي وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَوَّابِ غَلَّقْ مُغْلَقْ. You might have learned those Arabic people, first group. مُغْلَقْ غَلَّقَ means to close. She lured him, enticed him into the room, and then she's the wife of the king. And she closed the door. وَقَالَتْ حَيْتَ لَكْ. And she said, come towards me. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهُ. Allah is teaching us a lesson to all the males, all the mu'mineen, all the believing males, that when you are tested with husn, with beauty, don't lose your iman right away and forget everything and be mesmerized with the glitter and glamour of fasad and fitna. Immediately, nazar niche kar lo, remember Allah, and say what? Ma'azallah, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Because this is what the Prophet and young male Yusuf al-Islam said to the wife of that king, that I seek refuge in Allah from your fitna and fasad and whatever. She's trying to lure him in towards the fitna and fasad. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنْ مَسْوَيْ إِنَّهُ لَا يَفْلُوا الظَّالِمُونَ. My Rabb is the best example, and He's the best protector, and He doesn't let the oppressors, ظَالِمُونَ, be successful. And وَلَقَدْ حَمَّدْ بِي وَهَمَّ بِي. And then the story goes on saying that she began to chase him. He somehow got out of the house, went through the corridors of the palace of the governor, and she's chasing from back, trying to hold him, and he's running, and her fingerprints came on the shirt. See, when Allah wants to save His ibad, His true slave, He creates the mean. One, the biggest moral story of this Surah Yusuf is Musabbibul Asbab. Just memorize that. Musabbibul Asbab. And sometimes we need to use this name of Allah that in our dua. When we are in a haja, when Majan Bhati kari parshani mein ghire ho hain aur raaste har taraf se band nazar aa rahe hain, sare darwaze band ho rahe hain, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala se gidra ki roh ki insan ye ke ya musabbibul asbab, O the creator of means, O parwardigar, jo sare cheezon ko paida karne wale, aur sare means ko kya kahenge urdu mein, hui hai hain sare, ha kabhi kabhi zehn bhi ho jata hai mouth mein, sare wasailon ko paida karne wale ae rab, hamare liye ek wasila hai najat ke paida kar is pareshani mein, is mushkil hum hote hain, ہمارے میں اکثر پریشانیاں آتی ہیں, آزمائشیں آتی ہیں, تو اس وقت یہ خطاب سے اللہ کو پکاریں جو عرش بھی ہل جاتا ہے. So here Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ is telling us that as he went in the corridors, Aziz came, the governor. Huh? What's going on? اور عورت کا مکر دیکھیں. This is what Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ is saying. بہت ہی احترام اور عزت کے ساتھ اپنی بہنوں سے. Don't take this issue over here wrongly. Isko galat na samjhe. Islam or this ayah over here is not discriminating against women, but saying that the fitna ka pehlu auraton mein there is more in the sense over here that the makkah comes right away. She was the one who perpetrated. She is the one who initiated everything. And now as soon as she sees the husband, the king, he's, oh, he's trying to attack my modesty, my chest. Yeh meri izzat pe haath daal raha. Ek Allah ke Nabi ke baal mein jhoota ilzaam lagana. Lekin jab jhoote ilzaam lagane walon ko bhi dekhe Allah Taala kaise unko saza dete aur kaise Allah Taala apne bandon ko har aazmaish se bacha lete. This is the ibra over here. One of the advisors of the Aziz says, wait, there's a very easy solution to this problem. Before going, he said, she said, let's just look at the proof. He says, قَالَ هِيَ رَعُوْتْنَا نَفْسِي وَشَهْدُ مِنْ أَهْلِيَ إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلٍ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. He's saying, the advisor is saying to the king that, look, let's investigate the evidence, shirt. If his shirt has fingerprints from the front of your wife, that means he is the nausbillah liar, and he and she is right, then she has to be saved and he has to be punished. And then he says, وَإِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسَ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ فَكَذَّبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And remember, O king, if the shirt has fingerprints of your wife from the back, remember that your wife is the liar and he is sacha and he's truthful and he's saved. Oh, Allah ka karam dekhi. That the shirt, all throughout the whole story of Surah Yusuf, the shirt has a lot of significance. When the brothers were there, they took off his shirt. They put the wrong blood, they showed it to the father. Second stage over here, shirt, again in question. When the wife of the king is attacking. And so rightfully the Aziz said, take off the shirt. They saw the fingerprints of the wife on the back of shirt. So he reprimanded and warned his wife that, look, you are a liar, you're wrong. And he accepted the innocence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his prophet bari, free from any false accusations. But still, he put him in the sijin. Kitni about hai aajkal hamare duniya mein ki jo insaan sachcha hai, innocent hai, mazoom hai, jo ke koi galti nahi ki, jhoota ilzaam la ke usse jo hai halaat mein daal diye, dafa 400 ye laga do, wo laga do, pesha pe pesha kar do, 20 saal jail mein guzarte hain aur unka koi zambi. Allah subhanahu wa taala is saying that, look, if this happens to you, don't worry, pareshan mat ho jao, apna iman na kho baitho, kyunki ek Allah ke nabi ke sath bhi aisa hi hua tha ki wo bari tha, फिर भी उसे उस किंग ने जो है जेल में डाला. और फिर उसने क्या कहा, या रब्बी इन्ना सिजन अहब इलै मिम्मा यदूननी, ओ माय अल्लाह ओ माय रब, द प्रिजन इज मोर बिलव्ड टू मी फ्रॉम द फितना फसाद दैट दे ब्रिंग. इन्हें यूसुफ इस्लाम को इतना खदशा था कि अगर मैं छोटा हुआ रहता और पैलेस में रहता, फिर भी कल कोई औरत फिर से वो कुछ ना कुछ कहने, फिर को झूठा था. तो यानी कि जो लोग अल्लाह वाले हैं वो नूर इलाही से देखते हैं, कहते हैं भाई जेल तो ज्यादा बेहतर. आज अगर कोई आपसे कहे कि जेल जाना बेहतर है बजाय घर में, कह यार ये अजीब आदमी है, तो बेवकूफ है, इसे जेल पसंद है. लेकिन बासों का जेल भी बड़ी पनाहगाह हो जाती, जेल भी इज अ बेटर प्लेस. व्हाई? बिकॉज़ यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड विद द इनलाइटमेंट ऑफ कुरान एंड तौहीद, फार साइटेडनेस. एंड दैट्स व्हाट ही सेइंग. देन गोज ऑन, देन द स्टोरी मूव्स टुवर्ड्स द केस इन द जेल. अब देखिए, और वो लोग कहते हैं ना आजकल, भाई आप लोग यहाँ दावत जो है इस्लाम की, व्हाई आर यू गिविंग द दावत इस्लाम इन द प्रिजंस इन द जेल्स, व्हाई आर यू गोइंग टू डेंजरस प्लेसेस, इज देयर अ प्लेस टू गिव दावत अबाउट इस्लाम, इज देयर अ प्लेस टू टेल अबाउट. प्रोफेट यूसुफ अल इस्लाम डिड द सेम थिंग सो मेनी थाउजेंड इयर्स अगो व्हेन ही वाज थ्रोन इन द जेल बाय द किंग. नाउ ही एंटर्ड द जेल, हैड टू लिव विद देयर विद द अदर प्रिजनर्स ओवर देयर, सो ही सॉ इन हिज सेल ही सॉ टू अदर पीपल. एंड एज अल्लाह सुब्हानहू सेज ओवर हियर, वदखल मअहु सिजना फतयान, and with him entered the prison cell two young boys. قال احدهما اني اراني اعصر خمرا وقال الاخر اني اراني احمل فوق راسي خبزا تاكل الطير منه نبئنا بتاويله ان نراك من المحسنين. The moment these two young boys saw Prophet Yusuf in the jail prison cell, they said, we think you are from the good doers, muhsinin, people who have ihsan. Ihsan is that level of iman that you worship Allah as if you are seeing Allah, but remember, if you can't see Allah, he is certainly seeing you. That is how the Prophet defined ihsan, meaning having the consciousness of Allah 24/7, every second of our breath that goes in and every second of the breath that comes out. That is ihsan. So he says that we know that. So they asked him about the interpretation of their dreams. One of them said, I saw this, one there. And to cut the long story short, Yusuf Islam gave them the ta'bir, gave them the explanation of their dream, and they were really amused and thrilled. They said, wow, Amazing. And then he began to give them. But before giving them the interpretation of the dream, Allah SWT says that he began the da'wah. يَا سَاحِبَ السِّجْنُ أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقٌ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. That all people of the prison are more than one God separated all over the place, better than one powerful, aziz, mighty God. What you worship from us, besides Allah's mother, is nothing except just basic names that your parents and ancestors have been. It's really, there is no reality to what you worship. Meaning he's giving da'wah. And then he explains about the dream interpretation, everything. And then as there's a further progression in the story. Allah says that those two people's time finished, okay, meaning prison time, so they were being released. So Yusuf Islam grabbed one of them and said that, وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ النَّاجِ مِنْهُمَا اِذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. He said, look, you're being released, when you go to the king, you know, the aziz, remind him about me, I'm in the jail, remind, because he's the one who sent him in the jail in the first place. So he knew that this guy is going to be released, chutti ho jayegi, azadi, aur ye wahi jayega, wo palace mein. So tell him about Yusuf, he's in the jail. For Allah says here in the ayah, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. When the person went to the mahal palace, he said, Alhamdulillah, this happened, we are free, everything. And he forgot to mention Yusuf. And Allah says, who made him forget? Shaitan. One of the Muhassirin, I forget whose name, he mentions over here, in this explanation of this ayah, that the Prophet ﷺ informed his Sahaba in a smiling mode that look, when this thing happened, when Yusuf ﷺ was telling the prison person, go and mention, and he didn't, he forgot. And then when he saw that the guards didn't come to release him for a long time, he said, okay, di ab toh kaam khatam. Jibril ﷺ immediately descended on up and directly talked to Yusuf ﷺ, saying that, oh Yusuf, have you forgotten your Allah? Oh Yusuf, who saved you from the well? O Yusuf, who saved you from your brothers? O Yusuf, who brought you all the way to Misr? O Yusuf, who saved you into the palace and gave you everything? O Yusuf, who gave you the dream interpretation? Meaning, he's reminding him that you didn't ask Allah directly to get it from the prison. You asked that man, that makhluk of Allah, that mentioned my name to the king. Subhanallah, kitni pate ki baat hamare mehboob nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam ne bata. Ki dekho, ikhlas aur tawheed ka dawa ye hai ki kisi ke samne haath nahi phailana. Phailana to us bargah ilahi mein jiske khazane mein koi kami nahi aati, jiske shaane shaan mein koi zara barabar bhi jo kami nahi peshi aati. Aur wo apne nabi ko bhi yahan pe yaad dilaye. Jibril Islam fauran niche aaye aur fauran kaha, ae Yusuf alayhi salam, aap bhool gaye apne rab ko? यहां पे यही ताबी यही मीनिंग है, ये तफसीर है इस आयत की. जब अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला ने फअनसा शैतान ज़िक्र रब्बिह, शैतान ने यूसुफ अलैहिस्सलाम को अपने रब का जिक्र भुला दिया कि बजाय अपने रब से डायरेक्ट مخاطब होते हुए गिड़गिड़ाते हुए कि या अल्लाह पाक मुझे इस जेल से निकाल दे. ही आस्क्ड दैट पर्सन गो एंड टेल. बड़ी गहराई वाली बात. फॉर मी एंड यू टुडे, बिफोर वी ओपन आवर हैंड्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ एनी ह्यूमन बीइंग ऑन दिस अर्थ, पहले उसे तो रुजू कर ले, पहले उसे तो राजी कर ले जो कहता है रज़ी अल्लाहु अन्हुम व रदू अन. वो लोग, वो बंदे अल्लाह के उससे राजी और अल्लाह उससे राजी. और जब अल्लाह किसी से राजी तो फिर करेगा क्या बाकी सारी दुनिया जहां क्या होगा? कुछ नहीं, किसी की परवाह नहीं. Then Allah says, for لَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. Then he lived in the jail, in the prison for some amount of months. As some of us didn't say, it was about 3 to 5 years or 3 years, depending the variations, but it was an odd number of years that he lived there. Finally, he got released from there. And then in the meantime, the second part of the story, Allah says that by this time, the Imra'atu Aziz, when she had done the, you know, all the fitna, some of the women came, some of the women from the city came, that who is this young boy this is before going to the, I missed that part, it was before that, before going into the jail, the people, the women, the women folk of the city, they came to the palace and they said, show me that young boy that you got so attracted to and so infatuated, so, you know, enticed with it. Let him come out. We want to see him, because the news spread so fast in the city that the wife of the king, it's a big thing, first lady, she got attracted to a young boy that was in the palace. So he was like on the balcony kind of thing. So she said, okay, all of you come to the main area, lobby. And she gave them trays of fruits, apples, oranges, things, and gave them knife to cut and eat the food. And then she asked her servants, bring Yusuf into the balcony so that these women can see him. Allah SWT says, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكِئًا وَأَتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُنَّ سِكِّينًا وَقَالَتْ اِخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَاهُ أَكْبَرْنَاهُ وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. كتنی پیاری آیت, بڑی گہرائی. Allah SWT is saying that when they were assembled in the lobby and Yusuf Islam came to the balcony and they said, look, this is Yusuf. And Allah SWT is giving graphic image. Ki kya ho raha hai? As they're sitting in the lobby cutting the fruits to eat, they look. And literally is there. وَقَطَّعْنَا heart cut nashul, their palms began to cut and blood started coming out, and they don't feel. They're not feeling the pain of the cutting. They are so engrooved. And here our beloved Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributed, divided the beauty, husn, in this whole kainat, in this whole universe, in two parts. Two parts. Half, 50% of the whole husn, beauty of this whole world, is in the face of Yusuf alayhi salam. That is what forced these people to cut their hands. Sochein, Yusuf alayhi salam kitna khoobsurat ho. Aur sochein, Yusuf alayhi salam ko paida karne wali woh zaat, Allah Rabbul Izzat, jinko inshaAllah hum dekhenge jannat mein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala se deedar hoga, woh kitni khoobsurat. 50% of husn in him. Yani saari duniya ki auratein bhi maat hai unke husn ke saath. That the women are seen and they're cutting their hands and then don't even feel the pain. This is what Allah was saying. This is how beautiful he was. And as the Prophet Islam said, that my brother Yusuf Islam, when he used to travel on camel, hijab painted. They also bachated it. Because people were just, unki kashish, chehre pe kashish, noor, aisa ho. Lekin log apne aap ko bardasht nahi kar pate. And Allah's mother is saying, look, what are you thinking of Allah who is created this beautiful face of Yusuf al-Islam. Yusuf al-Islam was given many things, and one of the things he was given was a beautiful face. And here, then moving back forward, when he was in the prison and this thing happened, the wife began to have guilt, nadama, remorse. She began to have guilty that, oh, I did bad, I was the one who was at fault, you know, because when the news spread out to the city that he is a very beautiful young boy, And she got attracted. She finally confessed to the people in public, and she asked her husband release her, and that's how he got released. And as the story goes on in Surah Yusuf, that Yusuf Islam came out of the prison, came to the palace, and then later on he became the Aziz. When the king passed away and the Aziz governor passed away, he gave the sultanate to Yusuf Islam, and now Yusuf al Islam is sitting on the chair, and now he is governing Misr. And then that's where the 13th para starts, and today Qari Sahib started at the beginning of 13th para. I'll just finish with that. We cannot finish the whole story because it will take a long time, so we'll continue tomorrow with Surah Yusuf. She says, وَمَا أُبَرِّرَ نَفْسِ إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. She says, I don't relieve my soul from the confession that I was wrong. And then she says, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. And certainly the nafs of human being, the soul, is laden, is attached and affixed with evil, sinfulness. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except whom Allah has given mercy and rahmah, in the sense of protected them. And then finally she asked him to be rewarded, and that was the reward that now he became. And then the next part of the story starts about the brothers of Yusuf. Now that Yusuf's son is now the king, and Aziz, and governor of Misr. Now the second part of Surah Yusuf continues of the interactions and conversation that took place, and the dealings between the 11 brothers when they came back and to the Misr and saw the king. They didn't know it's their brother, because what about chote mein honne se chote hai. Ab toh wo mashallah jawan, big person. So he recognized them. Yo samajh gaye, ye mere bhai hai. Ye wo sare badbakht log jinhone mujhe dhakke diye, bahar nikal diya. Dekhiye Allah Taala ne kaise kaar palat diya. Kaise? Yehi hai taadeer jo Allah Taala samjhana chah rahe hai. Dekho momino, jaan lo apne imaan ko kamzor na karo. اپنے ایمان کو اتنا ہونا کرو کہ دیکھو اللہ تعالیٰ جو کہ سارے کائنات کو کنٹرول میں, وہ کل کو کوئی جو ہے وہ کنویں کے نیچے تھا, آج وہ صدارت پہ ہے, اور وہی لوگ جنہوں نے اسے دھکیلا تھا کنویں میں, آج وہ اس کے سامنے بھیگی بلی کی طرح بنے. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام.